You've probably tried using like white noise or maybe those ambient rain sounds to help you focus or fall asleep.
Right. I mean, most of us have at some
Yeah,
point.
exactly. But what if you could take a mathematically perfect, just infinitely rotating circle of sound and, well, basically place it directly inside your mind?
It sounds kind of wild, right? Like a concept pulled straight from, I don't know, a sci-fi novel or maybe some highly experimental meditation retreat.
Yeah, 100%.
But we're actually talking about a phenomenon that is grounded in very tangible physics and neurology.
Which is exactly why we're dedicating this entire deep dive to unpacking a single really fascinating text document. It's just simply titled Theory 94HJ-Syncos.txt.
Such a technical name for something so profound.
Right. But our mission today is to explore this radical new hypothesis for brain stimulation. It's called orthogonal vector phase stimulation, or
What's a
OVPS.
VPS?
We're going to look at how just a few lines of basic computer code can essentially transform your brain, from being this passive sound processor into an active hub for deep geometric relaxation.
And that shift is, I mean, it's crucial. Because what this document outlines isn't just a new way to listen to ambient music to unwind.
Right.
We are talking about fundamentally altering how your auditory cortex processes spatial data.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to really appreciate what OVPS actually is, we kind of need to draw a sharp contrast with traditional sound therapy.
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
Like, if you've ever downloaded a focus app, you've definitely encountered binaural beats. The way those typically work is you put on your headphones and the app plays a tone at, say, 400 hertz in your left ear and maybe 410 hertz in your right ear.
Which basically forces your neural circuitry to bridge an artificial gap. Yeah.
Right. Your brain hears that mismatch and has to like awkwardly calculate the difference between those two offset tones.
Exactly. Just to create the illusion of a 10 hertz beat. It's creating a conflict for your brain to resolve.
It's essentially asking your brain to do math in the background, which, takes cognitive energy.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
It's really no wonder some people find those tracks exhausting rather than relaxing.
So OVPS takes the absolute opposite approach, right?
Completely opposite. Instead of creating a conflict, this method feeds the brain perfect, unbroken geometry.
But before we can get into how that geometry physically affects your brain tissue, we need to look at the physics of how these specific sound waves are built.
Right, because we are not talking about a normal stereo audio track here.
No, not at all. So how do we construct this geometric experience?
Well, the technique relies on two incredibly pure fundamental waveforms. Basically, the formula delivers a pure sine wave to your left ear and a pure cosine wave to your right ear.
Okay, let's break that down simply for a beginner or, anyone whose high school trigonometry is a little rusty. A sine wave and a cosine wave are basically the exact same shape, right?
Mathematically identical in their shape, yes.
They're just shifted in time relative to one another.
Exactly. A cosine wave is exactly 90 degrees out of phase with a sine wave, or if we're using pure mathematical terms, it's pi over 2 radians out of phase.
So that means when one wave is hitting its absolute peak, the other is exactly at zero, like just crossing the center line.
You've got it. And because of how those two specific waves interact, they trigger a fundamental trigonometric identity.
Oh, right. Sine squared plus cosine squared always equals one.
Always. So, when we translate that math into acoustic physics, it means the total acoustic energy delivered to your brain remains perfectly constant at the value of one at all times.
Wait, really? So there are no volume dips at all?
No dips, no swells, no artificial beats whatsoever. The total energy is just a flat, infinite line. But the location of that energy is what's changing.
I think we need a physical way to picture this. It's almost like a playground seesaw.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Yeah, so when the left ear is at the very top of the volume, the right ear is exactly at zero, just resting on the ground. And as the left ear goes down, the right ear goes up.
Right, and they trade off so perfectly smoothly that the total weight on the seesaw never actually changes.
It's just this continuous transfer of energy from left to right.
That is a brilliant way to visualize it. And that continuous, flawless transfer is completely different from standard stereo audio.
Because standard stereo just splits volume, right?
Exactly. When you listen to a pop song, the producer creates a sense of space by just making the guitar louder in the left speaker and the piano louder in the right. It's kind of a crude illusion of space.
Right, it's just sound canning clumsily from left to right, but OVPS splits phase.
Yes, it manipulates the physical arrival time of the wave itself.
So because of that sine-cosine relationship on our, metaphorical seesaw, The math dictates that the location of the audio vector traces a flawless, continuous circle in the internal spatial map of your mind.
It really does. You are experiencing a geometric shape made of sound, just spinning seamlessly in the center of your head.
Which is crazy to think about.
It is. And if we step back and look at the evolutionary context here, our brains did not evolve to experience mathematically flawless rotating vectors.
No, I mean, in the natural world, sound is inherently chaotic.
Exactly. It bounces off trees, it gets muffled by the wind, it's jagged and entirely unpredictable.
So when you introduce this perfect mathematical circle spinning inside your head, you trigger a very specific, deeply profound biological reaction.
You do, which naturally leads to the biggest question, right?
Why does that perfect geometry actually result in profound relaxation? Because, frankly, if you tell someone there's a sound vector spinning laps inside their head, you'd assume it would be incredibly distracting.
Oh, completely. To understand the mechanism of relaxation, though, we have to look at a tiny, kind of unsung piece of hardware deep inside your brainstem. It's called the superior olivary complex.
The superior olivary complex? That's basically the brain's biological calculator for sound localization, right?
Precisely. For hundreds of thousands of years, this tiny structure kept our ancestors alive.
By telling them where sounds were coming from.
Exactly. Its entire biological imperative is to constantly measure the microscopic differences in arrival time, the phase differences between your left ear and your right ear.
So imagine an early human out on the savanna. If a twig snaps in the brush to your left, that acoustic wave hits your left ear a fraction of a millisecond before it reaches your right ear.
And the superior olivary complex does the math instantly. Basically, it tells your body, you know, threat, look left.
It's like an automatic 24/7 threat detection scanner.
It never turns off. It is constantly tracking, moving, stopping, and starting sounds to map your environment for danger, which, as you can imagine, burns a tremendous amount of baseline cognitive energy.
Wow, yeah. But when we feed it this pure sine-cosine matrix, we trigger a phenomenon the source document refers to as interaural phase difference saturation, or IPD saturation.
Right. And this happens when we spin that vector at a highly specific speed. The text emphasizes 94 revolutions per second.
Or 94 hertz.
Yes. So picture this ancient tracking mechanism in your brainstem. It suddenly encounters a sound moving at exactly 94 revolutions per second.
It must immediately kick in and try to track it.
It does. It starts trying to track the movement. But the vector is so perfectly predictable, so infinitely smooth, without a single jagged edge or volume drop or echo,
that the superior olivary complex realizes there is absolutely nothing to calculate.
Exactly. There's no new information being generated.
It's almost too perfect to be a threat.
So it habituates. The tracking mechanism essentially determines, well, I understand this pattern perfectly. It is infinite and it is safe.
And as a result?
As a result, it simply ceases fire. It literally powers down the act of scanning. And that ceasefire is what grants you this immense wave of deep cognitive relief.
Okay, I have to admit, I'm a little skeptical about the speed here.
Oh, so?
Because if I try to imagine my brainstem tracking a sound flying around the inside of my skull 94 times every single second, wouldn't that trigger panic? Or at least make you dizzy? 94 hertz is incredibly fast.
It is fast, yeah.
It sounds like you're putting an angry buzzing hornet right in the middle of my brain.
That is a very natural assumption to make.
Mm-hmm.
A buzzing hornet is exactly what we usually associate with a high-speed, localized sound right near our ears.
Right.
But let's look at the physics of a hornet's buzz.
Mm.
It is entirely chaotic. It changes speed, it drops in pitch, it vibrates erratically as the insect fights the wind.
Oh, I see. And that erratic, unpredictable nature is what triggers the alarm system.
Exactly. The reason OVPS induces relief instead of anxiety is the absolute predictability and infinity of the loop.
Because it's pure math. It has no physical friction at all.
The brain is incredibly efficient. You know, it only allocates energy to the unpredictable. Once it recognizes the flawless mathematical symmetry of that 94 hertz rotation, it categorizes the input as non-threatening.
It realizes it's not a predator, so it forces the alarm system to stand down.
Precisely.
Okay, so the alarm turns off. But that just gets you back to a calm baseline, doesn't it? Does this perfect geometry affect the higher level thinking areas at all?
It does, actually. And that's where we move from the brainstem up to the auditory cortex. The text describes a secondary process called auditory cortical entrainment.
Entrainment? Okay, how does that work here?
Well, when we look at low frequencies, specifically in that 80 to 100 hertz range, we find that they overlap heavily with the upper ranges of biological tissue resonance.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and they also map really closely to the firing rates of deep brain neural networks.
So the brain's natural electricity is already kind of operating in that 94 hertz neighborhood anyway?
In a manner of speaking, yes. However, due to the chronic stress of modern life, you know, the emails, the traffic, the constant multitasking,
our neural firing patterns can become really scattered and chaotic.
Exactly. So by feeding this continuous non-choppy geometric loop directly into the ears, the auditory cortex begins to entrain to it. It literally physically synchronizes with the math.
It's almost like a biological metronome.
That's a perfect way to describe it.
Like, if your brain's natural electricity is scattered and chaotic from stress, feeding it this heavy, continuous, perfectly timed rhythm forces those chaotic waves to just fall into step. It synchronizes the chaos.
That is exactly what's happening. The sheer consistency of the signal forces order onto a stressed nervous system.
Wow.
But, you know, as fascinating as this auditory process is, the entire experience shifts into a much deeper state of hypnosis when we introduce the visual element mentioned in the text.
Oh, right. Here's where it gets really interesting, because it reveals a brilliant way to kind of trick our own sensory processing.
Yes. This is where we encounter the visual auditory paradox.
Right, because the source suggests pairing this 94 hertz audio loop with a simple visualizer running in a web browser.
Yeah. And when you do that, you run headfirst into a hard limitation of modern computer hardware.
Because of the screen refresh rates.
Exactly. A standard computer monitor usually refreshes its screen at 60 hertz, or maybe 120 hertz if you're using a higher-end gaming display.
Right. But the math of the audio vector is spinning at exactly 94 hertz.
So the monitor physically cannot draw the frames fast enough to capture the true speed of the audio loop.
It's mathematically impossible for the screen to keep up with the sound.
It is, and this technological bottleneck creates a stunning optical illusion. It causes a strobe effect, which is known in physics as aliasing.
Aliasing, right.
Because the screen is sampling the fast 94 hertz rotation at a much slower rate, the visualizer doesn't look like a frantic, blurry wheel spinning 94 times a second.
Instead, it looks like it's rotating in this beautifully slow, lazy, clockwise orbit. It's exactly like that optical illusion you see when you're driving on the highway. Like, you look over the car in the next lane, and their wheel is spinning so incredibly fast, but your eye, or like a camera shutter, captures it in a way that makes the rim look like it's lazily rolling backward.
The classic wagon wheel effect.
Well, so you have the wagon wheel effect happening on your screen while the fast audio plays in your ears. Think about the powerful sensory binding this creates for you.
It's incredible.
Your subconscious ear is feeling this incredibly fast, tactile, 94 hertz biological metronome. But your conscious eye is anchored by this incredibly calm, slow motion orbit on your screen.
And the disparity between those two inputs, you know, the friction between what the primitive ear feels and what the conscious eye sees, it acts as a hypnotic anchor.
It kind of demands just enough of your brain's processing power to pull you entirely into the present moment, locking out intrusive thoughts.
All while simultaneously feeding your nervous system a signal of pure mathematical safety.
Hearing about this deeply hypnotic state, I mean, you'd assume you need to pay hundreds of dollars at a Silicon Valley wellness clinic to access it.
Right. Or at the very least, download some massive piece of proprietary software that tracks all your data.
But you don't. The most revolutionary part of this therapy is how incredibly accessible it is. The source text actually outlines how anyone can generate this using just a standard web browser.
Yeah, the document calls this the Vibe Code Manifesto. It really pushes back against the way we currently interact with digital wellness tools, which, like you said, are so often gatekept behind subscription fees and cloud processing.
This therapy requires absolutely none of that. It is written in plain text.
Which is almost shockingly simple when you think about it.
It really is. It utilizes the web audio API. Right?
Exactly. For those who aren't software developers, that's essentially just the built-in sound engine that already exists inside standard web browsers like Chrome or Safari.
And the text emphasizes that it is zero latency.
Yes. That means there is absolutely no lag or buffering. And this is crucial because even a millisecond of delay from a cloud server or a Bluetooth connection would ruin the perfect geometry of the 94 hertz vector.
So because it runs locally inside a simple .html file on your own machine, your computer's processor generates the sound directly and flawlessly.
Correct.
So if you're listening to this right now and you want to try it, What does this actually mean for you in practice? It means you hold absolute sovereignty over your sensory input.
Total user sovereignty.
There are no subscription fees, no algorithms choosing the next track for you, no data harvesting. It is literally just plain text code acting as a neurological tool.
And because you possess the raw code, you can easily change the frequency on the fly. You can customize the resonance to match your unique neural architecture.
That level of user control is so rare these days.
It really is. So, like, if 94 hertz feels a little too intense for you, you can simply open the text file, change a single number, and run it at 92 hertz, or maybe 88.
You can manually find the exact frequency that synchronizes with your specific stress patterns.
Though the document does point out that while you can and should adjust it, there's a reason they focus so heavily on 94 hertz. It's considered the golden window for this specific illusion.
Why is that?
Well, the 94 hertz sweet spot sits right on the threshold of our sensory perception. It's high enough in frequency to be processed by the human brain as a clean, warm musical tone rather than a low rumble.
Oh, I see.
But it is just low enough to act as a tactile rolling pressure wave against the eardrums. It basically crosses the boundary between pure sound and physical touch.
Wow. The text beautifully describes the sensation as literally geometry in motion.
Geometry in motion, yeah.
A simple loop of plain text code capable of resetting a stressed nervous system back to perfect symmetry. It is a total paradigm shift from how we usually treat digital overload.
It really is. We so often assume that the only cure for too much digital noise is absolute silence.
Right, just turning everything off.
But true silence is almost impossible to find in the modern world. And for a lot of people, the ringing in their own ears or the racing of their own thoughts makes silence feel much louder and more stressful than the noise itself.
So the next time you are feeling overwhelmed by information overload or just the sheer weight of the day, remember that the ultimate shortcut to a calm, well-informed mind might not actually be retreating into a silent room.
No, it might be actively feeding your brain a perfectly rotating mathematical vector.
Which leaves us with a fascinating and frankly deeply provocative thought to consider after we wrap up here.
Definitely.
We just explored how our biological threat detection software, that ancient superior Olivary complex, can be instantly pacified and forced to stand down by a predictable mathematical sound loop.
Right, a sound that assures the brain there is no predator.
Exactly. So what does that imply about our daily chronic anxiety? Is it possible that a massive portion of what we experience as human stress isn't purely psychological at all?
That's the real question. We have to wonder if much of our modern anxiety is simply our ancient brainstem constantly misinterpreting the erratic, unpredictable, jagged noise of modern life.
Like the sirens, the phone notifications, the hum of traffic.
Yeah, misinterpreting all of that as a constant invisible predator circling us. We might literally be living in a state of perpetual low-grade fight or flight simply because our environment fundamentally lacks acoustic symmetry.
That completely reframes how we look at the modern world. We aren't necessarily broken, you know? Our hardware is just constantly reacting to invisible, erratic, acoustic predators that we've built into our own cities.
It's a massive thought to chew on.
It really is. So I highly encourage you to seek out and play with your own vibe code, open a text editor, explore the web audio API, and just see what happens when you put a flawless mathematical circle of sound directly inside your mind. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.